Has anyone ever told you you dream too big, that you have too many ideas, that you need to be realistic? What if there was a career and lifestyle that you could completely design yourself that enables you to do what makes your heart truly sing and helps millions of people benefit from what you have to offer? One that provided you with all the money you need to thrive, not just survive. That is the life of an enlightened entrepreneur. Welcome to the Aha Moments Radio Show, dedicated to the inspiration, education, and celebration of enlightened entrepreneurs worldwide, with your host, Mariana Cooper, founder of Aha Moments, Inc. and ahamomentsinc.com. Her motto, oh yes, you can have what you want, and you deserve it too. Join us for the next hour and learn to trust your aha moments to lead the way to a passionate and purposeful life. And now here's your host, Mari. Welcome to Transformation 2012, a telesummit dedicated to the inspiration, education, and enlightenment of lightworkers worldwide. With your host, Mariana Cooper, from the Aha Moments Radio Show, and 10 of the most powerful spiritual leaders of our times. In this new energy, anything is possible. And now here's your host, Mari.
Well, hello there. Welcome to the preview call number 2. We got through the little technical glitch, and for all of you who are listening, thank you for hanging in there. My new producer pressed the button, and I'm not the technical person, so they're figuring it all out. But hopefully you all can hear me now. You know, I was actually talking for like 10 minutes, and no one could hear me. So thank you guys for writing in and letting Sam know that you were hearing music. But hopefully you hear me now. And I would just like to say welcome, 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 because we have thousands and thousands of you who have registered. We have more than 2,000 new registrations since last week's preview call. And if you missed the preview call last week, you can hear the replay right on our homepage on thetransformation2012.com. So it's thetransformation2012.com. You'll see the replay link right there on the page. You can listen to it. That will be up for the entire telesummit, as well as tonight's call will be up on the same homepage. And also, there's a video on the page today. That video I'm going to be talking about a little bit later on in our show tonight, because it is a real inspiration for having the courage to make personal transformation. So it was something that was so near and dear to my heart, and it moved me so much. So if you have not seen that video, check in on the homepage. It's right there. It's loaded. It's right on there. It was playing earlier today, so I know technically it's working. TheTransformation2012.com. You have a little bit before I start talking about it, because we've got tons and tons and tons of information to talk about tonight. So I'm really excited. So the first thing I want to do is talk a little bit about housekeeping, because I know I did talk about this last week, but I want to go over it again because there's a lot of moving parts with this telesummit. I really see this as a very intimate space. It's our fireside chat, if you will. You know, Aha Moments, Inc., and welcome to my community for all of those who are, I should say our community, for all of those of you who are new. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And Aha Moments, Inc. is really built around my world, my life, you know. And I wish this for everybody, that you could take a piece of your life that you're passionate about and eventually create an entire business that can be a contribution to the world, but also feeds your soul and makes your heart sing. And that's what Aha Moments, Inc. is for me. So I'm really excited to have you guys participate in this community. The way that it developed, and I'm not going into a long story, was just basically that I found my passions early in life, and I wanted the freedom to be able to do them, and the money and the time to be able to do them. So I developed a system, if you will, a system of navigating my world. And it was really a system that kind of bucked the system of kind of what the mainstream world did. And it was based on intuition. It was based on passion. It was based on a sense of contribution. It was based on joy. Based on joy, living life joyfully, one aha moment at a time. So you're going to hear me talk a lot about intuition. You're going to hear me talk a lot about change and choice and contribution and creating, you know, a life of ease, a life of joy. And I'm not talking about blind joy, you know, like they say, blind faith. I'm not talking about blind joy. I'm talking about the type of joy that you can find joy in the smallest of things. You know, my mom had a little health issue, and we had to take her for a heart surgery, a heart test. And I remember, you know, of course it's stressful. She's never had any issues. She's healthy, healthy, healthy lady, super strong. And I remember going into the hospital and thinking, okay, now I have a choice. I can go into like angst and upset and everything, or I can just flow through the day and just be grateful for piece by piece by piece. We got there on time. We got there safely. She was checked in beautifully, you know, and I just kept affirming, hey, you know what? What if this turned out way better than we could ever expect? What if this turned out way better than we could ever expect and ever imagine? And what if everyone here had the same experience? And I just kind of kept that, you know, kept that playing in my head and just eased, you know, just went with the flow. Just go with the flow. You know, just eased into it instead of, oh, my gosh, she's my mother. And, you know, everything came out way better than we could expect. She was able to go home the same day. All the things, and nothing was wrong, all the things that I could have ever wanted happened. And I was really grateful because this is this new energy. This is a learned skill, yes, but it's finding joy even in the things that aren't so joyful, which is the whole point. So we're going to talk all about that for the whole Telesummit. I have amazing speakers. A lot of them you're familiar with. They're all my friends. They're all people that I rely on. We call each other. We consult and with each other. We support each other, and we really believe in each other. And I'm really honored that they've all decided to fly with me once again. And we have some newcomers to the community as well. So I'm going to be introducing you to all of them. So let's get a little bit into housekeeping, and then we're going to talk about tonight's content because I have some great stuff to talk with you about. And I want to get to that video because the reason why I put that video on the page, and I might be going around in circles because my angels and guides are like all telling me what to say, but the reason why I put that video on the page is because I was so like moved by it, and the angels actually came in and started to channel to me some encoded messages that are in that particular video. So that's what I want to share with you tonight because I promised and I live up to my promises for them. So let's talk about logistics, and we're going to get into the content, and we're also going to do an intuition activation meditation tonight. So tons of stuff, and we're going to do it all in about 60 minutes. So, all right. So tonight is the only night, okay, that we are starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, okay? And I'm sorry for the delay, but normally it'll be at 7 p.m. Eastern. So all the other calls from here on in are at 7 p.m. Eastern time, okay? If you don't know what that time is in your part of the world, we have a world clock right on our homepage. So you'll have an easy time figuring out what time is best for you. You can listen on Skype, you can listen on your phone, you can listen on the internet. Those of you who are listening right now already know this. Those of you who will be listening as a replay, that's for you to know. You must register for this Telesummit, and the first email that comes has a confirmation link. If you don't press the confirmation button, you will not get the emails with all the numbers and all the instructions. So please, please, please be sure, before you send my team a support email saying, I can't get in, be sure that you press on the confirmation link in the very first email that you get, and that will start the flow of emails for you for the Telesummit. You can expect two emails from us a day. One will be the link for that night's call, and the second will be the link for the replay from the day before. Okay, so the replays, with the exception of these two preview calls, the replays will be held on the webinar page on the internet after the show is over. Please give us a few hours so that those can load in. It's automated through our teleseminar system here. We don't have control of when the recording goes live, but it does go live very shortly after the show. Okay, but you will also get a link to that page as well the next day. So make sure you check your inboxes, and please make sure you whitelist us, support@ahamomentsinc.com, and check your junk mail if for some reason you're not seeing the information that you need, okay? So very, very important. We will be playing the replays for 72 hours. So that's 3 days that you'll have to listen to them for free. We have some options if you would like to purchase the MP3s, if you'd like to purchase the MP3s with transcripts. Those options are on the homepage, thetransformation2012.com. So you can take a look at that if you want to, you know, get the whole album. I know hundreds and hundreds of you did that the last time, and so we've made it available again this time. Now, each speaker has a picture on our homepage. All you have to do to find out about that speaker, about my thoughts, personal thoughts about the speaker, their bios, their free thank you gifts, their special offers, is to click on their pretty or handsome faces, and you will be taken right to their page. And with that page, you'll have all the information that you need. You will not have links to get into the actual webinars on those pages. Again, you have to register for that. But as far as information on everyone, if you haven't seen it already, it's right there. So they're free. Some of them are offering free gifts only, and some of them, about half and half, are offering a special offer. And so the free gifts are going to come available as each speaker speaks, because we have to load them all in and get everything linked up so that you can receive them in your emails automatically and all that other good stuff, okay? So I know some of you have tried to register for the free gifts, and you will not receive them until the day of the interview of that particular speaker and after. So when Dane speaks on Friday, his free gifts will become available on Friday and anytime after that Friday. Okay, so please don't panic if you're trying to sign up and you didn't receive it yet. It will be available. Okay, so I'm going to leave that for housekeeping as one more thing, okay? Two more things. One is we will have a Q&A section each night. Okay? So each speaker, with the exception of one who we had to pre-record, will have a special time during the call where we'll be taking your questions. The way that you can ask questions, two ways. One way is to be on the webinar site, to listen on the internet, and you'll see on that page there's a box, and you can type your question in. Just click on it, and it will be sent to Sam, my producer, and he will feed them into me, and we will ask them as we can. Understand that we get an average of 100 to 250 questions per speaker. So we'll do our very, very best to get through as many as we can. Sometimes people are asking very, very similar questions, and everything happens as it should. So I'm sure that the majority, at least the essence of the information that you're desiring, will come through. But if you want to ask a question or you are really amped up about a particular speaker, please get on early, okay, because it'll be a first-come, first-serve deal. The other way to ask a question of the speaker for their particular interview is to send us an email at support@ahamomentsinc.com, and just in the subject line say question for the show. Okay, just put that in the subject line so that my girls who are managing all of the emails know that these are calls that we send to Sam, and then Sam will get the calls, and my producer, he'll get the calls, he'll get your questions, and he'll put those into the feed to me as well, so that when I'm on the line on the show with a speaker, we'll be able to see those and get those answered as well as best that we can. Okay, so we're going to give you as much access to them as possible. If you want to show the speakers your love and your admiration and say, and, you know, let them know you read their books and you've done their thing and the blah, 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 please feel free to leave a post on their blog page. Each speaker, when you click on their picture, at the bottom, you know, where you see the bio and my thoughts on that speaker and their little links and all that stuff, you will see a space where you can actually leave a comment for them. We do moderate the comments, so we will post them, and then the speakers are all going to be in there taking a look, and they answer as many as they can. Sometimes it's just nice gratitude, and they really appreciate it. Sometimes they're traveling, and they can't get to everything, but we wanted to give you that opportunity as well. Okay, so I think that's good. I think we're good for housekeeping. If I think of anything else, I will get to it, because I want to get to the content. I don't want to run too far over since we had a little technical difficulty at the beginning of the show. So tonight's topic, let's talk about this, the courage to be who you really are. That's the essence of this telesummit, okay? It's not just make some, you know, blanket transformation from one version of you to somebody else's version of you, or I have to be skinny because, you know, Jennifer Hudson is skinny now, or, you know, these types of things. I'm not talking about, you know, sort of vanity changes per se. What I'm talking about is true energetic shifts for yourself. That's what this telesummit is about. I told every speaker who is participating, please don't give us fluff. We don't need fluff. And they know me anyway. They know I don't do fluff. I can't stand it. So I said, no fluff. I want full-out master course level interviews. Okay, we're going to be actually teaching. There's no commercial breaks. I want full-out advanced information. My audience is an advanced audience. They're coming here. They want to go beyond the obvious. Okay, they want to know the integration of the energies and tools and things that they can walk away with and use right now. So that's what we're going to be focusing on. So the courage to be who you really are. In this 2012 energy, and you see the tagline on this telesummit, it says, in this energy, anything is possible. Now, it took me a couple of days to actually download that from my guides. I kept saying, what are we going to say? What are we going to say? What is this? What is this? What is this? And it really came down to this very, very simple, in this energy, anything is possible. It is so different than even this time last year. Okay? It is refined. It is refined energy. If you focus on creating what you truly desire. If you, like, even like I said, when I was dealing with my mom in the hospital, I could have created a totally different day. That day could have very easily gone south. But it was very interesting because when you resonate joy, when you start creating from the inside out, when you start transforming and making a commitment in this energy to transform from the inside out, you will see your outside environment rise to the occasion of your world. Rise to the occasion of your world. You will see the outside world rise to the occasion of your desires, of your dreams coming true. You will see incredible ease with people who may not have been easy before, or it'll get really easy because they will leave, okay? Then that makes it really easy. But, you know, in many, many cases, you will find absolute synergy with people that before were not so synergistic with you. You will find that you're being reunited with people maybe from your past, and you're having a very, very different experience. You'll find that certain things that used to really kind of bother you before just kind of go away. Don't really, you know, just don't bother you anymore. And that's the nature of this energy. Now, I know the media and a lot of, even the non-media, a lot of the big spiritual people, you know, who are really freaking out and, you know, creating all kinds of drama and angst and, oh, the extraterrestrials are doing this and the earth is going to do that and there's fires burning in New Jersey and there's earthquakes happening in Idaho, you know, all this. And yet, there are earth changes. There is a tremendous amount of shifts going on. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But understand that there's a lot more change for the positive than for the negative. I had someone say to me the other day, and I was yelling and screaming at her, poor thing. She's like, oh, this is, you know, this world's got to change. It's just got to change. I'm like, well, what's not changing? We have more opportunity than ever before to live our best life. We have the internet, which is the great equalizer. There is not a business out there, and I work a lot with entrepreneurs, and I am one, but there's not a business or an artistic, you know, thing out there that you don't have access to now, that you can't create with a whole lot more ease than ever before. I mean, even with things like, one of my friends said that I'm really weird because he's a little bit more mainstream, right? He says, Mara, you're so weird because you're kind of like the Dalai Lama and like Access Hollywood all mixed in together. He said, and I laugh because I am. I love pop culture. I love, you know, reality TV and stuff. I find it fascinating. And of course, you know, I love all things angels and guides and spiritual and all this. But I think it's important that you juxtaposition the two. It's not one over the other. Okay, and things like American Idol, things like this Britain's Got Talent with this video that I'm showing you tonight, these are systems. So you have to look beyond it's reality TV and it's not spiritual. Oh, yes, it is spiritual because it is reaching tens of millions of people and impacting tens of millions of people's lives in ways that you will never even know. Okay, so pop culture is not to be ignored. Okay. Now, can it be, some of it be used better than others? Yes, absolutely. But when it comes to talent, okay, let's talk about the American Idols, the Britain's Got Talent and all that kind of stuff. What it has done, it has given us the opportunity to really be able to evaluate talent, right? So we all have become producers. Everybody who watches Dancing with the Stars is now a choreographer. Everybody who watches, you know, Britain's Got Talent is now a music producer, right? Or Idol, or these different things. Those shows have given us a few more things, though, in addition to being backseat producers. It's given us opportunity and hope that our passions, that what our deepest desires that are sort of embedded within us, there's a space to try. There's a space to try to get it to see the light of day outside of our showers and of our cars when we sing to ourselves or, you know, dancing in your living room. Outside of that, it gives us that opportunity of hope. Okay. The internet does the same thing. People putting their stuff up on YouTube. The way that you start your own TV show now is so different than when I was working in the movie business 10 years or 15 years ago. You know, you can produce anything you want. So anything is possible here. So not only do we have an energetic foundation that's shifted and it's creating an incredible possibility of really fertile soil for this creation, we also have technology that's in alignment with this energetic shift. If you use the two together, and one other thing that I'll talk about in a second, so it's the three-part system, you will have miracles happen moment by moment. Now, that third thing is your joyous enthusiasm. Okay, now none of this was on the notes that I was taking earlier today, so clearly the guides have decided to show up and add in their 2 cents. But if you think I'm sounding a little weird right now, it's because I am, and you'll either get over it or you'll start to like it or whatever, but some really good nuggets come out, so just, you know, hang in there with me. But the three-legged stool, you have your energy, you have your technology, okay, and you have your, I'm talking about energy of the earth, you know, the energetic field that's been so refined now. Then I'm talking about your technology that we have now that interconnects us. Look, we have over 85 countries, people registered for over 85 countries here in this telesummit. I just 2 years ago did an event in Carmel, California, and it was this huge, enormous, expensive thing. And we could only, you know, get 50 people, or no, maybe it was 100 people in, because it was a live event in a physical place. This, I mean, we're reaching thousands and thousands and thousands of people around the world. So you have your technology, and you have your energy of the planet, but now you also have your own intention and your own choice. And recognize that your free will to change, your free will to choose, your free will to contribute to first your own life so you have joy, and then taking that joy that you've created within your own life and allowing that to resonate out into the world, and what that does is it gives permission for everyone else around you to be joyful too, because they say, wow, she's pretty joyful. Hey, maybe I could do that too. I want to do that too. And guess what? You inspiring someone else or giving permission to someone else to be joyful, to be living in a sense of possibility, to choose a different choice based on what makes your heart sing. Each person that connects with you, even if it's in the grocery store and they just feel your energy because you're particularly, you know, in a good space today, or you're on a stage like I am right now, a virtual stage, you are making the vast changes in this world. Okay, everybody says to me, "Well, I'm sold out for readings right now. I can't. Even, I have to do like 30 readings during this telesummit during the day." Thank you for all of you who registered and all that. And I've been doing many, many readings over the last few months, in particular with all these changes. And one of the key questions that I think comes up in every single reading I do is, "Mari, what should I be doing? Mari, what's my purpose?" People think there's one purpose, one, you know, Oprah moment or something. And your purpose is to be joyful. is to be joyful and to take that thing. I don't care if it's needlepoint. I don't care if it's sewing. I don't care if it's cooking. I don't care if it's doing accounting, nonprofit work, whatever, working with animals, working with, people, healing, whatever it is. If it brings you joy first and it makes your heart sing, the money and the contribution will follow. So as you're thinking about making this personal transformation, as you're listening to our speakers, as you are going through this next, 11 or 12 days, okay, really don't be too hard on yourself. Instead, say, I'm going to flow through this with ease. I'm going to be open to receive support, to receive guidance, to connect with the greater part of me. I'm not sure if I mentioned this on the last preview call, but, it bears mentioning again. You'll hear some of the speakers talk about it. We're kind of like bodies within ourselves as opposed to ourselves within our bodies. If you look at yourself as this big, infinite ball of light the size of planet Earth, I do think I said this on the last show, but I've been saying it on the radio and everything else, so who knows. But I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself. Just bear with me. But if you just think of yourself as being as big as the Earth, light-wise, you're, energetic, you're the size of the Earth. Now, you're way bigger. You're infinite. But let's just say the size of the Earth. Your body's just a little thimble within that. It's just a thimble. So you've got this huge amount of you navigating this body so you can have, a physical experience. You can have some fun while you're here. You can eat pizza. You can have sex. You can create things. You can, chit-chat on cell phones. I mean, you can play on Apple on the iPad. This is the life is physical. Physical. You can watch the Access Hollywood. You can go to church, you can do whatever you want. But the point is that we're these physical, we have these bodies that need to help navigate the world. And that outer part of you knows what makes the inner part that's in the body happy. And so it's always sending you signals. It's also sending you signals of warnings, like don't get on that plane or don't hike down that path right now. Something's not right. You get the goosebumps. You get the hot flash. You get the chills. You feel like you have this knowing. That's all the language of intuition. That process is the core to this transformation. It's the core because as you listen to that language of intuition, as you trust that inner voice, you will be led. You will be led because that greater part of you is on your side. And it's connected to the entire universe, as is the part of you that's in the body is also connected to the entire universe. So every resource, every potential situation, people who say, oh, Mari, I want this guy, I want a new guy, I want a new guy. Well, guess what? The universe can custom make someone for you. They can just pour in all these pieces and you come up with this amazing being that becomes your significant other because you are willing to receive that. So receptivity is a very, very important skill. Believe it or not, a lot of people don't know how to receive. They say, that's okay. You don't have to give me. Oh, no, I can't. I can't take it. I can't. And if you walk around like that, you're also blocking receiving your intuition. You're blocking receiving money. You're blocking receiving an exchange of energy from other people. And a worn-out you does not make a contribution to the world. Even if you quote in your purpose, okay, if you're worn out, it's not making a contribution, okay, because there's nothing to give. And if you're not willing to receive, do you know that receiving is one of the greatest contributions that you can give to someone else? You all receiving, your willingness to sign up for this event and your willingness to listen to myself and all these speakers and allow us to share with you our insights and some of the things that we've, navigated along our paths, that is a gift to us. Every student is a teacher. Every teacher is a student. Always remember, we don't see ourselves as the gurus, who are coming on high to save the world and, walk in Oprah's shoes. Not at all. Every single one of these speakers is down to earth, and every single one of these speakers has their path, and they've figured it out in some way or shape or form, and they're willing to share. And they all need to receive from you as well. And your listening is a wonderful, wonderful gift. So, I want to talk about this video because this video on the homepage is so, so powerful. And I got a lot of information about it. So let's talk about it. So the video, if you did not see it, is of a young guy named Jonathan and his best friend Charlotte. Jonathan is very overweight. And he's been judged very, very harshly because of his weight all his life, and he talks about that in the clip, in the video. And he talks about it with such a sense of genuine, you know, hurt. You can feel his emotions. He talks about it. And this young girl, Charlotte, who's a very pretty girl, has taken him under her wing, and she has, you know, really befriended him and kind of become his little 16-year-old bodyguard. They're 17 and 16 years old. But the thing that Jonathan and Charlotte have is a passion for singing, for opera. Jonathan sings opera, and Charlotte sings, they say she has a pop voice. She sounded pretty operatic to me, but, you know, whatever. She had a beautiful voice. And so they step on the stage in Britain Has Talent, and when they do, Simon, as most of you probably know Simon Cowell, because he was the mean guy on American Idol and is the mean guy on Britain's Got Talent, but he's an extraordinary, he's a genius with identifying talent. He also doesn't hold his tongue. When he doesn't like something, he kind of rips into the kids and, you know, et cetera. Well, what Simon, according to the Angels, as we're watching this, what happens is these kids walk out. Now, this guy, Jonathan, he's, you know, very, very large. He walks out, and he's got long hair, and he's got on sloppy clothes, and the people, you see the audience clips, and the judgment is unbelievable. They don't even want to listen to him. They're snickering. Even Simon says, oh, give me a break. Just when we thought, you know, we were clear for the day, you know, here comes this kid, and he, you know, he shows up on the stage, and very, very sweet. You can see the angelic, you can see that energy around him, that there's a little something different about this kid. Well, then he starts to sing, and he opens his mouth, and the voice that comes out of this kid is beyond. I mean, it just immediately sends chills, brings tears. The entire place goes crazy. Charlotte is singing, accompanying him, and they're doing this duet. And it's just this magical, magical experience. And Simon, the villain, grabs his chest at the end, and he goes, oh, my God. Like, whoa. And he just stood up and standing ovations and everything else. So this might seem like just a little pop culture, slice of life type thing, but as I watched it, I couldn't understand why I wanted to watch it over and over again. And everybody I shared it with, I sent it out to my own list, to, you know, thousands of people. I sent it out to my, you know, some of the speakers, my friends and things, my family. I would call people and say, you got to watch this thing. You got to watch this. There's something about this. I was watching it over and over again. I was like, there's something more. There's something more that meets the eye here. And this is what I want you to start to focus on as you're going through this week of listening to these speakers and just navigating your life, just shifting and starting to pay attention to your life and your inner longings, okay? The first thing is that the power of the villain and that judgment and how we all can be villains in someone's life just by our judgment, and we're putting that out onto the grid. And that's what Simon was representing, was that dark energy, right? The old energy, the energy of there's a certain way that a singer's supposed to look, just like society says there's a certain career you're supposed to have, a certain age you're supposed to be, a certain, you know, protocol that you have to follow in order for you to be okay. Okay, so that's what Simon was representing. What I found was very, very interesting. If you watch Jonathan at the very beginning of that video when he starts to sing, he kind of sings a little bit ahead of the music, but his eyes close, and they almost look like they're rolling up in his head, and I said, oh, my goodness, he's channeling. Right there, that's where the guys showed up for him, because that voice that came out of him was so beyond a regular human, and he grabbed the cellular structure of everyone who's listening. I can't tell you how many people, I got emails from around the world saying, Mari, if you wanted to make me cry, you did it by sending me this video. He invokes tears. Why? Because that channeled energy, okay, that resonant joy, he was fully in his moment. He knew he was being judged, because he's always being judged. He had his friend there to support him, which I'll talk about in a second, but he was willing to be himself anyway. He didn't say, I have to wait until I'm a size whatever, I don't know what guy sizes are, so, you know, until I'm real buff, to stand up on the stage and start singing. He went in his daily clothes because he just wanted a chance. His raw talent, he just wanted a chance, right? But he also had the support of the guides, and that's what they're trying to show you in this video, is that if you're willing to take your raw talent and put it out there, the road will come up to meet you. They will swoop in and support you. You take one step towards spirit, spirit will take 1,000 steps back towards you, and that's exactly what they did. So that's the second point they wanted me to make. The next point they wanted me to make for you with this video, the point they wanted you to observe, is the power of the masculine and the feminine energy coming together now. You see, because the two of them went up there as the male energy and the female energy. Okay, Charlotte went up and said, hey, I'm going to support you in this. And Jonathan said, okay. Now, if you looked at it, it looked like Charlotte was taking on the masculine role in the beginning. She, you know, Simon spoke, she answered, you know, and he finally looked over at the boy and said, what, are you shy? Like, do you have a, you know, like what? And he's like, well, you know, sometimes I'm kind of shy or whatever, and I wouldn't be here without Charlotte and blah, blah, blah. So it's almost like they had reversed roles until he opened his mouth. Because in his element, he commanded the energy. And this for you is the key, that in your element, you command energy. Not by thinking I have to command this audience, not by thinking I have to take over the world, but by standing within yourself, within your own power. And don't be afraid to have someone, you know, if you are masculine, don't be afraid of that feminine energy. Don't be afraid of that, you know, the combination, that yin and yang. This is the new energy. Dane and I, Dr. Dane here and I are teaching a class together called Body Whispering. Whenever we teach together, there is a strength. And I'm super strong, obviously, on my own, and he's ridiculously strong on his own, but there's a different flair there, right? Because you have that masculine and feminine energy working together. In your projects, in your own life, start to think about that. I'm not talking about a sexual relationship or a love relationship. I'm talking about when you're thinking about getting your work out to the world, you're thinking about partnership, start to just ask yourself, do I have a balance of masculine and feminine energy? Feminine energy is the visionary. Feminine energy is the receptive. Okay? That's actually where the money comes, is into the feminine. The masculine energy is the power, and in some ways, I say power loosely, but masculine energy is the taskmaster. It's the one that gets the details done, okay? So you have the vision of the feminine and the tasking of the masculine. You put those two together, and you've got a real powerhouse. Then you add in the child. The child energy is the creative force. It's those big ideas, those raw ideas, the ideas that you all have sitting right now, that idea that's two ideas below the surface. Because what happens is we get an idea, our true idea, it's in our gut, it's in our solar plexus, around our belly button, we can feel it in our heart, we get tingly about it, and then we say, okay, well, that idea I could never make money at, so I have to get to the idea that I could make money at. So we push the real idea down. So when I say your real passion is about, you know, 2 to 3 layers below your surface, I want you in this week to give yourself permission. In fact, I'm giving you permission to dig in a little deeper this week, okay? Dig in and say, you know what? I'm going to have the courage to go down 2-3 layers and say, that thing that I think can't happen is probably the thing that is what I'm looking for. That thing that I think I can't, you know, make money at, or that people won't appreciate or whatever, but it makes my heart sing, it gives me the goosebumps, I get tingly all over, I lose a sense of time, I lose a sense of spaciousness, I get more spacious. When I'm doing that, that passion, my friends, that passion is where your answers lie. Okay, so when Jonathan stood up on that stage with Charlotte and he had the balance of the masculine and feminine energy, he had all his bases covered. He couldn't be toppled over because he had the pillars, okay, the two pillars of strength. And he had that idealism of the child, that idealism of, hey, I'm going to come up on the stage and I'm going to give it my best shot because I love to sing, and that's it. I love to sing, and I'm doing it. I'm doing it with every piece of my being, and the spirits came right in and helped them. And you'll see it if you watch that video. I'm sure you're going to watch it more than once now. So the next thing that I got from there that I wanted to share with you is, of course, don't judge a book by its cover. And we're seeing this a lot more now. We're seeing that, you know, heavy people, you know, quote, fat people are out, you know, look at Oprah, you know, look are out doing what they do. That you don't have to be a specific type anymore. And in fact, a lot of times those typey things aren't even working. People aren't paying attention. People want to know, they want the real, real authentic version of you. Okay? And it's really important that you're willing, that this, if you do nothing else, give yourself permission to really say, you know what, I'm terrific. I matter. I'm enough. I don't have to be Oprah in order to make a contribution. That if I can go through the majority of my day in a pretty happy place, I've made a huge contribution. I've given other people permission to be happy. Do you know how many people are afraid to be happy? I bet you right now, if you think about it, how many of your friends do you know that are saying, hey, you know what, I woke up really happy today, life was pretty good today, I had a really good time, looking forward to going to sleep tonight. I said that to one of my friends. I was out to dinner a couple of weeks ago. She looked at me like I had three heads, and I just laughed, actually choked on my food. I laughed so hard, but it wasn't true. It's true. Now, it's hard won. It was an evolution, okay? But this is the most courageous path that you'll ever be asked to take. And I did it when the energy wasn't supporting it. So I had a lot of, you know, I was fighting a lot of fire and brimstone getting myself to this point. But I know it's true. I know it works. I know it's real. I know it's possible. And I know it's possible for all of you. There's not one person listening into this or one person associated with you listening to this that it's not possible for. Now, whether you make the choice or not is a different story. Right? Whether you make the choice or not is a different story. So I invite you to please look at that video. If you've looked at it before, look at it again with angel eyes. With angel eyes. Look at it from another perspective. And you will see that if you can do that on that particular video, if you can do that on that particular video, then you will be able to start to apply those principles to other scenarios in your life that you're observing. Being an observer in the grocery store, in the mall, you know, at the job, at the gas station, getting your car inspected, being an observer, sending energy to someone is a wonderful gift. And guess what? Your willingness to receive the smile from the child. You know how little kids look around their mother and they look at you and they smile? I always wave to them or send them a little, you know, hi or something, because their little light is recognizing you. They're saying, I recognize you. And that's a gift. Recognition is always a gift, right? It's always a gift. So those little small things add up. And if you start to just shift, and I'm not trying to sound airy-fairy, there are days where you have a bad day. Okay? We have to fire somebody or you have an argument with somebody or whatever. But even that, you can say, okay, you know, what's right here? What makes sense here? And if not, all you can do is say, listen, I'm observing that. I'm choosing to let that be, because my new motto is, you know what? Everything always works out. It always works out. You know, we started this call tonight. Sam's new, you know. He's, oh, my gosh, they're saying they're hearing hold music and everything else. Eh, so what? You know, we figured out. We pressed the wrong button. We pressed the right button. Hey, here we are. It all works out. It all comes full circle. It all works out. Okay? So, now, let me just take you through our speakers one more time. Very quickly, so that you know who's who and who's coming up. Because, like I said, thousands of you are new this week. And this might be your first call listening, and I want to honor those speakers because they are giving their time, and I'm very, very, very honored to have them. First speaker on Sunday, in just a few days, is May Yu, and May is one of my dear friends. I will say, let me preface everything, I will never ask you to do anything I have not done myself, and I will not refer anyone or put anyone on my show or recommend a book that I haven't, you know, read and that I have not experienced some benefit from in my own life. And most of these people, it's not only my life, but my clients' lives as well. So I am behind these folks 100%. So May is an amazing feng shui master. She's Chinese. She has absolutely mastered the art of feng shui, and a very, very interesting feng shui with the placement of crystals. She has a pretty a wonderful system that's simple in one sense. It's simple in what you have to do, but it's extremely elaborate in what it does to the energy in your home and in your life. I personally have my house gridded the way she's done. She has guided me to do, and it's fascinating because it changes every year. It changes with the Chinese New Year and the lunar this and the, you know, the oceans and God knows what. And she's going to be on talking all about that, and also her Tao view system. She's in. She has some beautiful, beautiful remedies and things, and a whole system for anti-aging that is just phenomenal. She has done a tremendous amount of work with this. So she's going to be on Sunday, and you don't want to miss her. She's wonderful. Very, very powerful. And like I said, very simple changes that you can, if you like crystals and you like feng shui, and you want to create a sanctuary, and you want to create an environment where all this change and transcendence and all these things I'm talking about comes to you with ease, you want to make sure that you listen in on that call or on the replay if you're in the wee hours of the morning when we do our calls. The second day, Sandra Ann Taylor, she has, you know, she's from Hay House. She has a radio show on Hay House. She wrote the book Quantum Success. She wrote the book Secrets of Attraction. She's a New York Times best-selling author. She's a dear, dear friend for many years. She will be talking about truth, triumph, and transformation. She actually wrote a book called this, and about the power of your past lives for transforming your current life. And she's been doing some amazing work in that regard. And so she's going to really provide some clarity on that and how not to get bogged down in the past life thing, because I've seen a lot of people do that and kind of ignore their present because they're so busy trying to figure out their past. But to take the power and the nuggets of understanding what was in those past lives and to propel yourself forward through your transformation process now, and tons more stuff. So that's Sandy. On the following day, on I believe it's Tuesday, we have Hans King, who is an incredible spiritual teacher and medium. He was on my show a couple weeks ago. Like I said, I think on the last call, he did like 21 readings. I mean, it was unbelievable. The people absolutely love him. He's done like 53,000 readings. So if you want a reading, that would be the night to get on the call and get your questions in early, because he just bangs them out. I mean, it was like, whoa, like boom, 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 boom. He got through a lot of people. And he's really about, he's going to be talking about the power of intention and transformation and setting the right intention so that those transformations that you're seeking can come to fruition and come to fruition, you know, in alignment with what you truly desire, not sort of moving, you know, mishmash all around. Lee Carroll, the beloved Lee Carroll, who channels Kryon, will be with us on Wednesday. And I'm so thrilled because, like I said last week, I got him live this time. And I was like, come on, Lee, you could do it. Come on, give me that calendar. Give me that hour. So he is. He will be on live, and he's going to do an energetic state of the union. And Kryon talks about the earth changes, about the indigo kids. We're going to talk a lot about kids. And the power of this energy, he really gets into some of the deeper things that are going on in the world and government, et cetera. So I'm really, really excited to have Lee with us on that day. And last time he had 250 questions come in, and unfortunately it was a pre-recorded show. So this show will be live. So you want to make sure that you send your questions and your love to Lee. He's amazing. Jacqueline Joy will be on the following day, and Jacqueline is all things galactic. That woman, she's amazing, and she has a company called Diamond Alignment. She has an amazing online system, and this is, again, the power of technology. I was talking about earlier today, mixing the technology and that heart energy and intention all into one system. That's Diamond Alignment, and she will be on talking all about how to use the Diamond Alignment system and the platform, which is I believe it's a 3-minute meditation. I do have her system, and I do look at her Diamond Alignment, the meditation. I can't remember if it was 3 minutes or 6 minutes. Because you kind of zonk out and it seems like no time anyway, but it's really short and it's really, really powerful. And she is making huge shifts and changes, so she's doing all kinds of diamond transmissions, and she's going to be getting us up to date on all that and how you can transform yourself with this new energy and her system. Brilliant. And she's also, she channels the extraterrestrial energy, the galactic energy that gives us new technology, that gives us new inventions. See, that's where it all comes from. It's kind of downloaded. So she's always got some wonderful nuggets up her sleeve to share with us. I'm really excited about that. On Friday of next week, we have Dr. Dane here. And Dane, who happens to be in New Zealand right now, working very, very hard, actually sent brand new content, brand new products and things for his special offer, which is over the top. But his focus is on becoming the 999% of you, meaning really, really, really tapping into versions of yourself that you never thought possible. And he's going to be talking a lot about that. I was listening to some of the class and some of the other things that he had sent over of his recent work. And, you know, as usual, he's every day there's something new because he's always channeling as well. And so he'll be talking about that and how to create these transformations with ease. He has some powerful clearing statements for those of you who are part of his world, his beautiful world of Access Consciousness. He'll be sharing all kinds of new stuff that's been coming up. I know whenever he goes to Australia and New Zealand, he always comes home with all kinds of new stuff. So we'll see what he has in store. But very, very, very powerful session. He's another one that's really popular, so please get on that call early and send your questions in early because he had hundreds of questions come in last time as well. Hazel Courtney is on Saturday. She is from London. She's written a book called Countdown to Coherence. She is magnificent. I already pre-recorded her call because she was having some surgery and some traveling and some different things. So we had to pre-record her session, so there won't be a Q&A for that. But if you want to hear a lot more about that call, you can listen to the first preview call. I'm not going to take a lot of time to go into every detail, but she really had some amazing spiritual awakenings. She also went around the world speaking with scientists and working with different researchers to get all of these gather information on all this proof of all of these principles that we hear about spiritually. So it's kind of spirituality and science coming together and working hand in hand. Absolutely amazing, and also very much in keeping with what we were talking about at the top of the show. And then there is Allison the Rock Girl, who a lot of you are familiar with because she is a good friend of mine as well. She had a session in the last Telesummit. She'll be talking about crystals as well, but also the crystal skulls, giving us an update on all of that and all of the different information that's coming from the crystal skulls and also from the crystal kingdom. She's really, really up on all of that. She recently moved to Asheville, North Carolina. For those of you who are in Asheville, you might want to check her out. And she'll be talking all about making transformations in every part of your life with the placement of crystals and using crystals. Super, super powerful stuff. And then finally, we'll have Summer McStravick, who started Hay House Radio, as most of you or some of you may know. She launched Wayne Dyer, Doreen Virtue, and a bunch of them, Abraham Hicks, and all the classic Hay House authors. Summer produced their shows and got them launched on the air. And Summer has a company called Slow Dreaming, and she has an incredible application of this. You know, it's kind of like, she says it's not meditation, it's kind of like guided visualization, and really tapping into the energy of the grid and creating with the energy in a process that she calls flow dreaming. And she's going to be talking all about using flow dreaming for these personal transformations. And I can tell you from personal experience, her flow dreams are really powerful. She'll be actually channeling one for us live on our call. And she's done a tremendous amount of work over the last year, so there's lots of new stuff coming from Summer, so you definitely want to listen in. If you've listened to her before, I can pretty much guarantee it's not going to be, a repeat session by any means. She's always coming up with some really amazing new stuff. So those are the speakers, and like I said, they will be on starting April 22nd to May 1st. The only night that we will not have a speaker is Sunday, April 29th. That's going to give you guys time to listen to replays, get caught up, and me time to give my voice a rest and my team a little bit of a rest. And then we'll have we'll start it up again on Monday. So that's the only day. But from the 22nd, this coming Sunday, through Tuesday, May 1st, we will we'll have a speaker with the exception of the 29th. So, with all that being said, One of the things that you've been hearing me talk a lot about is intuition. I actually this time have a special offer on intuition. You can click on my face on the website and see all about that. And it's my entire intuition mastery system. And the reason why I did that is because the guys asked me to. Actually, I created that system, and it's a 12-week system, and I also included my Open to Receive workshop. Because to me, the two things that are super important is your ability to be able to receive, and that's actually a learned skill, believe it or not, for most people. It's a learned skill. And getting fluent in your intuition. And one of the things that the guys asked me when I asked my question, which I do ask at the top of each week, how may it be a contribution? And I also ask at the top of each day, how may it be a contribution? And they said, please, please, please help people become fluent in this language of intuition. If we could get 1 million people fluent in the language of intuition, the world would have a much easier time of things. Because, you know, it's not just intuition for, you know, making more money or getting the right boyfriend. It's also about knowing how to be in the right place at the right time and how to get out of the wrong place at the wrong time, at the right time. Meaning, if you're, when we're dealing with earth changes, when we're doing all these energetic changes, really being able to recognize, measure, know, trust, and regulate and modulate your intuition in that language. Like, I'm speaking English right now. With full fluency, intuition is also a language that you need to be fully fluent in. So you can take a look at that. There's some other things in there, some guided meditations and whatnot. And what I'd like to do now is just give you a little intuition meditation, a little activation for yourself. It's just a couple of minutes. But this is going to open you up. And the reason why I was asked to do this on this call is because as you choose to listen in to the speakers, as you choose to participate in our telesummit, what we're looking for is to support you in being able to receive the information that makes sense and not just receive it in your head, but through every cell. Because intuition happens in every cell of your body, not just in your head, not just in your ears or in your third eye or, you know, these things they say. So as if you can become more receptive and you can really tune in and just sort of turn up the volume on the intuition, the number of aha moments that we will have access to in your consciousness will be a lot greater through these next, 12, 13 days or so. Okay, so what I'd like you to do just right now is just close your eyes for a moment, take a nice deep breath, and this is really simple. You can do this, you know, just take a break during the day. It's, you know, 60 seconds, 2 minutes at the most. And I'd just like you to take a nice deep breath and envision yourself as a ball of light, just your body just as a ball of light, just seeing that other version of you, that energetic light version of you. And now I'd like you to just envision that expanding all the way out past the walls of your room into your entire neighborhood, out of your house into your entire neighborhood, and expanding through your country and to the full size of the earth. So really expanding now, connecting with that infinite self and feeling that there's no hard edges of you. This is where your intuition lies. The intuition is just the language between you and your physical self and this version of you, this expanded, limitless version of you. And as you're taking that deep breath and experiencing this fully expanded version, I'd like you to just set forth an intention from your physical body. And you can just see yourself even saying it into a speaker so that it's resonating out on through your greater self and out onto the energetic grid that says, I'm open to receive all of the information that my intuition has for me now, easily and effortlessly. Please help me to turn up the volume of my truth and the true information that's here for me now. And you can envision yourself being surrounded by angels and them supporting you. You can choose to envision a control panel in front of you. If you feel like your intuition is a little too low, you can actually turn the volume up. Turn it up gently. And just be in that space. The willingness to receive the information is all it takes for that repetitive confirmation to start coming through, for that language of the intuition to start to amplify, and for the people and the opportunities and the resources that you most desire and require to show up in your world. Just considering staying that expanded space and now feeling that and feeling now connected back to your physical body, knowing that you've just activated, that's really all it takes. It's not a big deal. It is a big deal in the sense of the impact, but it's not a big deal and it has to be hard and effortful. This is about ease. Just now reconnecting with your physical body or in your consciousness, taking a nice deep breath. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And what I would suggest, and just continue your breathing, understand two things. One is breathing is really, really important. If you start to get into a situation where you're trying to make a decision, do some deep breathing exercises. Why is that? It's not just because of yoga or these things. Energetic information, spiritual intuition, your intuition, even your messages from your guides and angels and all that kind of stuff, comes on the molecules of oxygen. That it travels on the molecules of oxygen, and as you inhale, it ignites the receptors, your intuitive receptors within yourself, and you get that connection. That's why you get the goosebumps. That's why you get those physiological signs of your intuition. Okay, and there's the clairs, and there's all kinds of mechanics to intuition. But understand the simplest thing: start breathing deeply and get quiet, because that intuitive voice, that knowing, will always be quieter than the frenetics, the frenetic mental mind, okay? But it travels. The information actually physiologically travels on the molecules of oxygen that you're taking in. So if you notice when you go walking in the woods, or you go by the ocean, or you go with your family, or you're in a happy place, and you breathe deeply, you come out with insights. You're even in the shower, right? You're being bathed. You're receiving the water. It's warm. You have the steam. You have your, smelly bath salts or whatever, your shower gel. And you're in that space and you get an insight. That's because you're inhaling it, okay? You're taking in. And you also are dropping your guard. You're in a receptive state. So receptivity and oxygen is an amazing, with a good question, asking a good question or an intention, okay, is an amazing combination for getting the answers that you seek. So that is a little tidbit, just a little tidbit, just a little tiny piece of what you're going to start to experience through our time together over the next many days. So I think we are in a good place right now. And I would like to just say again, if you would like to get more information, if you're concerned or confused about anything when it comes to the technical and logistics of our telesummit, please write us an email at support@ahamomentsinc.com. Now, what I will ask is that you read the emails completely. We're getting some people asking questions, and it's literally in the first sentence. Their answer is literally in the first sentence of the email that they've attached to their email to ask us that question. So we just ask, because there are so many of you and very few of us, I have about 3 people manning the support emails, and there's thousands and thousands of you, that if you could just read through the emails first, and we're happy to, of course, answer and accommodate as many of your questions as we possibly can. Also, please do not put support questions on the blog, because we won't get to them, because we're not monitoring those the way that we are those emails. We're going through those emails, hour by hour. Okay, so we'll get back to you as soon as we possibly can. So remember that you can go to thetransformation2012.com, and the video, the name of the video, if you don't see it on our homepage, is Charlotte and Jonathan. Charlotte and Jonathan. You can just put that in YouTube. Just go to youtube.com, youtube.com, and you can just put in Jonathan and Charlotte, Britain's Got Talent. Or you can even put in Jonathan and Charlotte Opera. Whatever you put into the search bar, if you put in Jonathan and Charlotte, Britain's Got Talent, it will take you to that video. I think they have close to 11 million views of that video now. So it's very, very, very popular there. So, but it is, I've actually had Rebecca embed it right on our homepage because I wanted you to be able to listen to it and to watch it and to really enjoy it and to be inspired by it and take it to the next level, you guys. Take it to the next level. Don't just watch and say, oh, cute. Now I've got to go pay my bills. Take it to the next level. Receive what Jonathan was willing to courageously stand in front of you and offer, because what he's giving you is permission. He's giving you permission to be different. He's giving you permission to stand in your power. He's giving you permission to get your joy out to the world. And he's giving you permission to do it your way. To do it your way. And that's what this entire telesummit is about. So, on behalf of myself, on behalf of my entire staff, and on behalf of all of my speakers and all of you, I say welcome to Transformation 2012. I will see you on Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern. Check the world clock on our website, www.thetransformation2012.com, for your time, your local time, and we'll see you on Sunday. Have a great night, everybody. Take care.
You've been listening to the Aha Moments Radio Show with your host, Mari. Be sure to visit her blog and website at www.ahamomentsinc.com. That's A-H-A, moments with an S, inc.com. Also join Mari on Facebook at www.facebook.com/ahamomentsinc and Twitter at twitter.com/ahamoments. We can't wait to see you there.